complain about the suggestion and reject any such possibility. But the notion that AOL might try to buy Disney, far-fetched on its face, seemed less preposterous as the value of AOL stock climbed into the stratosphere. Murphy was well aware of Eisner's preference for developing businesses within Disney, which had been a constant refrain ever since he'd rejected Marriott and decided that Disney could build its own hotels. But Eisner had made a major concession by buying ABC. So Murphy was both disappointed and surprised that Eisner not only rejected the Yahoo proposal, but also seemed annoyed by it. "Why do this with anyone else? We'll do this ourselves," Eisner insisted. He derided Murphy and his team as wimps. "Go back to the drawing board and come up with a plan to do this ourselves," he demanded. Murphy told Yahoo that Disney would pass on the deal, but the more he studied the alternatives, the more discouraged he became. After 6 months, he argued again that Disney could not enter the race alone and hope to catch up. Eisner still balked at the price of an acquisition. In the months Murphy had been studying the alternatives, internet mania had driven stocks to extreme levels. Even as he was slightly envious about the fact that Disney stock was languishing by comparison, Eisner thought the values were absurd for companies that hadn't earned any profits and had no clear strategy for doing so. He was determined not to pay cash, and equally determined not to use Disney stock, backed by the hard assets of the company, to buy into someone else's vision. But there was also the nagging worry that a Yahoo or AOL might make a bid for Disney using its stock to pay for it. At a company meeting in New York called the Digital Future Summit, attended by Eisner and Sid Bass, Eisner listened to various strategies, including buying one of the major portals, but decided once again that Disney should build its own. It already owned a stake in Starwave, which ran the ESPN and ABC sites, and in June 1998, Disney swapped its Starwave position plus $70 million in cash for a 43% stake in InfoSeek, the third most popular internet search engine after Yahoo and Excite. To merge the internet assets and run the new portal named Go, Eisner tapped Jake Weinbaum, an executive at Disney who'd started Family PC magazine and had been running the Buena Vista Internet Group. The Go venture was troubled from the outset. As Murphy had predicted, it was hopelessly behind Yahoo, AOL, and the Microsoft portals. It never gained the critical mass of users necessary to attract advertisers and content. Its operations were far-flung, from Seattle to Sunnyvale to Burbank to New York to Bristol, Connecticut, where ESPN ran its site. The divergent cultures of Starwave and InfoSeek were hard to meld. Nonetheless, in the summer of 1999, Disney announced that it would acquire the remaining 53% of InfoSeek by issuing a tracking stock for the Go assets. Owners of tracking stocks are allocated earnings from a line of business, so the stock mirrors the performance of that business, in this case, the Internet. It was a clever way for Disney to capitalize on the Internet mania in the stock market, since it simply issued stock to acquire the rest of a company valued by the market at $2.8 billion. Still, it assumed all its liabilities, and InfoSeek had lost more than $42 million in the last 6 months alone. Then Weinbaum left in 1999 to start a new website.